We're at the meeting of a club that's open to any and everyone to join. You have to do just one thing to qualify for membership, but that thing can take you decades to complete.
You have to have stepped foot on all eight of the California Channel Islands.
This is the All Eight Club. Marla Daly, who visited all of the islands, founded the virtually unknown organization, which has just over 200 members.
Once one has been to all eight California Channel Islands, you qualify to be a member of the All Eight Club, which we think is the most exclusive, recognized geographic club in the world. There are a fifth as many members of the All Eight Club as there are, for example, to the Seven Summits Club, where you have to hike to the highest peak on all seven continents.
There's a major hurdle to becoming an All Eight member. Six of the islands are accessible to the public, but the military manages two, San Clemente and San Nicolas Islands. You can't just show up to those islands. So to visit, you have to be a volunteer for a conservation project. Lauren Harrell says that's how she got to the final two islands on her list.
You have to go on special trips. We went on a shrike counting. That's a bird. They were counting shrikes that were endangered on San Clemente and on a beach cleanup on San Nicolas Island.
You have to come up with a little science project or something to get on the island.
You do, yes. You got to know somebody who knows when those are happening. You got to sign up ahead, and maybe a couple years away, they might call you and say, do you want to go?
This is a big day for the All Eight Club. Founder Marla Daly says for the first time in a decade, they're getting together for a lunch to swap stories.
It's 8-8-18 today. We wanted to have the All Eight on 8-8-18, and member number 88 flew in from Illinois.
More than 50 people are on hand for the event at the Carpentry Alliance Park Lodge. Peter Schuyler says it took him decades to visit all eight islands.
I started in the 1960s. I've been going out there since I was 8 or 9. My dad used to take me out to San Miguel and Santa Cruz. And then I think it was sometime in the 90s that I actually got my last one, which was San Clemente.
Tara Brown and her boyfriend Paul Petra say not only have they visited all eight islands, they've moved into a new category.
We've slept on all eight islands together. But he's done all eight twice.
We met in the Naturalist Corps as well, and that's in our capacity. We went to all eight islands, and I went through solo, but the second time through was with Tara.
Yeah, he got me there to all eight of them.
It took Inga Rose more than 3 decades to become an all eight. She admits she has a favorite island.
I have spent 44 weeks worth of time on San Miguel, relief ranger on San Miguel. I told my husband before we got married that I had a first love, the islands. Most of the time, it's just me. San Miguel is the wildest, the windiest, and the most isolated island, and it's really a wonderful place to go.
Not everyone here is in the club yet. Justin Messina of Ventura is 2 islands away from becoming a full all-eight member.
I guess I've been to 6.
So do you have a little bit of island envy when you see these other people?
Yeah, I'm curious how they got there. I think that the remaining 2 are difficult to get to.
Tim Vail is also close to becoming an all-eight, which is ironic because one of the islands was home for his family for more than a century.
Tim, how many islands have you been to?
7.
You are so close. You're 1 away.
I know. But I was on 1 longer than in all this room put together, so I'm just going on that. Santa Rosa Island. My family was there 100 years.
So is this going to happen soon, do you hope?
Probably I'm going to have to. Peer pressure.
So what exactly do you get as a member? Get a baseball cap, a triangular pennant, and a small triangular lapel pin which says all eight and has stars representing each of the Channel Islands. But members say the best thing is that sense of accomplishment, knowing that you've done something that only a few people have ever done, and you've seen a part of nature that few people will ever see. All eight member Ken Owens.
Every island is different. Everyone is an adventure. Everyone is fun to visit. So getting all eight was just a wonderful experience.
In Carpinteria, Matt Sorosco, KCLU News.